I've been over a year. I started with The Secret, and all of a sudden, your DVDs appear in our lives, and I sort of got very, very interested. And
did you figure out what The Secret is?
Excuse me?
Did you figure out what The Secret is?
No, I didn't. It left me with so many questions, and when I when I read the book, I mean, when I listened to your tapes, I got ideas of how I can solve and get along and find solutions. I live a happy life. I have a wonderful family. I'm a very happy man. There's one thing, I meditate also, but there's one thing that I don't seem to grasp or solve, and it is the fact that I have high blood pressure. And although I meditate and I think about it and I say, how can I get this out of my life? Because otherwise, I'm a very happy person. I do exercise, and I, maybe you can give me some light on that aspect.
How long has this been going on?
The high blood pressure, about 10 years.
And about the time that it got started, do you feel that you are relatively aware of, do you think that you became aware of it almost as soon as it began or somewhere in the vicinity of it?
Well, it started with a big, big headache. And so I went to the doctor, and then they prognosticated that for me.
All right. So here's the way we want to explain what happened, and then we'll help you get to the bottom of this. You had some resistance going on because you didn't know then about contradictory thought. You weren't consciously trying to guide your thoughts because of the way they felt. You're just like so many people thinking the thought that you felt like you needed to think about whatever was before you.
Right.
So you weren't tending to your vibrational balance because it just wasn't something that was important to you. And so, like we always say, if you've got some emotion going on which is telling you about vibrational imbalance and you don't do something about it, reaching for better thoughts, don't worry, it will get bigger. So it got bigger. In fact, it got big enough that it became what would be called high blood pressure. In other words, you just got enough out of balance. But then you still didn't notice, so it got bigger and you received a screaming headache. That got your attention. So then when you went to see about that, that's when they found the high blood pressure. And if you had come to us, that's when we would have found the vibrational imbalance. You sort of get a sense. In other words, everything is vibrational. Everything that you live, everything that manifests, whether it's something in your body or whether it's something in your relationships or everything that's manifesting in your life experience, is a direct byproduct of the balance of thought that you've got going on. No exceptions. We like to say what's happening, high blood pressure, is a vibrational indicator. It's an indication of vibration. And we like to put it into those very soft terms. Even if you said, I have 12 deadly diseases already tied to my toe, we would say, all those are indicators of vibration. And when you shift the vibration, the indicators have to shift too. But most people are a bit like you. They're not making the association between the physical imbalance and the vibrational imbalance. In other words, in fact, you said almost the opposite to us. You were explaining how happy you are, how good your life is going. And yet, we want to say to all of you, anytime you have an indication that shows imbalance, there is a vibrational imbalance worth sort of putting your ear to the ground and listening for, you see. So, what sorts of things make you feel uneasy? Most people, uneasiness is just a way of life. You accept it. You just accept some things, and yet you can't accept them without them eventually showing up. You can't have a chronic thought without it manifesting into something that is tangible.
That's what I'm trying to get. I meditate, I think about it, and
it
comes to my mind, and I try to say, okay, delete it out of my life, and I